current news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's special envoy will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin today.
After U.S. officials met with Ukrainian officials in Florida over the weekend, the diplomatic effort shifts to Russia.
This is sort of the shuttle diplomacy that you've seen from this administration play out, where we speak equally with both sides.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says presidential envoy Steve Witkoff will be discussing the proposed U.S. peace plan with Putin. Administration officials point to progress, but also say key sticking points remain. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The tracking firm Adobe Analytics says online sales were booming on Cyber Monday.
When the final tally's in, Adobe projects consumers will have spent between $13.9 and $14.2 billion for the day. Those numbers would make this Cyber Monday not only the biggest online shopping day of the year, but of all time.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. Adobe said Monday expects a five-day weekend to drive about 17.2% of overall online sales this weekend. And that is all the way from Thanksgiving through yesterday. It's Giving Tuesday now, an occasion to practice the adage, it is better to give than receive.
Giving Tuesday has become one of the biggest fundraising days of the year for nonprofits in the U.S., and something Dr. Samuel Waxman, the director of the Samuel Waxman Institute for Aging and Cancer, relies on.
Philanthropic giving is no longer just filling a gap. It's required to create opportunity.
He says those donations helped fund a life-saving cancer breakthrough.
A form of acute leukemia could be treated to complete cure when it was once a fatal disease.
Dr. Waxman says it's something he's most proud of. Julie Walker, New York.
And this is SRN News. A landmark ruling comes from a Texas jurist.
District Judge Sidney Fitzwater has ruled that prisons cannot house men who are living as women with inmates who are actual biological women. The decision is a victory for two female prisoners at the Federal Medical Center Carswell in Fort Worth. The facility houses inmates who are suffering from physical or mental disabilities. The plaintiffs say several men living as women have been harassing and abusing female inmates.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. Officials in Israel are preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, including in Western countries long thought to be a refuge for Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise last month that simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short period of time. The simulated crisis imagined a surge as of as many as 800 immigrants per day. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
If the initial tallies hold true, it was indeed a green Cyber Monday for America's online merchants.
Adobe Analytics reports as of 6:30 Eastern Time Monday evening, Americans had already spent $9.1 billion online, up 4.5% from last year's Cyber Monday. And that was with another 5.5 hours to go in the Eastern Time Zone alone. Online spending was expected to peak between 8 and 10 p.m. local time, wherever that may be.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Adobe Analytics expects Cyber Monday sales will hit $14.2 billion by the time all is said and done. Consumer electronics and clothing flew off the shelves. Following yesterday's heavy losses on Wall Street this morning, the benchmarks opened modestly higher. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.